next on the 5 o'clock report.
We have our pedal to the metal.
This is the best outcome we could ask for.
I am so tired of Governor Cuomo.
The problem has been on the other end, getting it into people's arms.
He listened to voices that no one else was hearing.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
COVID game plan. Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. Today was Joe Biden's first full day at the office as president and his emphasis squarely on the pandemic. He signed 10 executive orders to improve the country's response to the coronavirus.
We didn't get into this mess overnight. It's going to take months for us to turn things around. But let me be equally clear. We will get through this.
The new president has a goal of getting 100 million doses of COVID vaccine into the arms of 100 million Americans within the next 100 days. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky.
We have our pedal to the metal. We said 100 million doses in the first 100 days, and we're going to stick to that plan.
Experts predict 500,000 of us, U.S., could be dead from this virus by late February. Pandemic point man Dr. Anthony Fauci predicted today that America could approach a degree of normality from this virus by the fall. That's if 70-80% of the public gets vaccinated. Amazon says it can help distribute the COVID shot. Fox News medical correspondent Dr. Mark Siegel wonders where this offer of assistance was during the Trump administration.
Operation Warp Speed has done what it was supposed to do. It's brought these vaccines to market. They're out there. They're sending them out there. The problem has been on the other end, getting it into people's arms. All of that could have been helped by Amazon, and it's a disgrace that it's taken so long and that it seems to be political.
Siegel says, had Amazon offered this assistance when the COVID shot was first available a month ago, tens of thousands of lives might have been saved. President Biden's immigration overhaul raising a lot of eyebrows today. The commander-in-chief says anybody who came to this country illegally since November 1st of last year or crosses the border over the next 100 days will not be deported. Biden's effort to accommodate over 11 million illegal immigrants comes as a caravan of Honduran migrants heads closer to our southern border. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy thinks former President Trump will have an important role to play in the future of the Republican Party.
This president brought people to the party that hadn't been involved before. He listened to voices that no one else was hearing. On either party.
There is talk of Trump maybe breaking away from the GOP and forming his own party. The Patriot Party is what has been called. Political analyst Jan Mercer.
It might be an opportune moment for it. You know, there's a lot of frustration with the two-party system. Trump's supporters were loyal to Trump more than they were loyal, in some cases, to the Republican Party.
Mercer thinks some Senate Republicans may vote to convict Trump if there is an impeachment trial just to keep him from ever being able to run for president again. Violent protests broke out last night in several western states. An ICE building damaged by far-left groups in Portland. Street fires were set in Seattle, and American flags were burned in Denver.
But, you know, Antifa doesn't exist. It's a total myth. They're only involved in peaceful protests, a talking point that to this day is still being used despite ample evidence showing quite the opposite.
That's Seattle radio talk show host Jason Rantz.
You can't just go after one side of violence. You can't just go after the violence that you think is being perpetuated by the right and completely ignore the left. It begets more violence.
U.S. Senator Tom Cotton says political violence is wrong no matter what side of the political spectrum you're on.
When you have a mob using violence for political end, it doesn't matter what slogan they're chanting or what flag they're waving, they have to be met with force. That has to be the standard that we apply no matter what slogan a mob is chanting.
The first Starbucks store in this country damaged in last night's riots, over a dozen arrests made. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report for a Thursday, Black Hawk Down, a pro-life group's life list, and another delay in New York 22.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your family life weather forecast. The call for tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with snow flurries, a couple of heavier snow showers, a coating in places, and low temperatures in the 20s. Tomorrow, brisk and cold, variably cloudy with areas of heavy lake snow developing southeast of Lake Superior in Ontario, flurries most elsewhere. Temperatures peaking in the low to mid 30s. Several inches could accumulate in localized areas southeast of the lakes by tomorrow night. Saturday, additional lake snow southeast of Lake Superior in Ontario, Otherwise cold with intervals of sun and flurries, the high in the 20s.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much. We're checking news where you live next. Still no cause for the crash of that Black Hawk helicopter in Mendon, New York last night, just outside Rochester. The remains of the three National Guard troops killed were transported today under a police escort to the Monroe County Medical Examiner's Office. Authorities say the soldiers may have intentionally crashed the chopper into a farmer's field to avoid hitting home.
It breaks my heart. I can't even imagine the effort it must have taken to get that helicopter to the field away from the houses. That really gave me pause this morning. We said to each other that could have come right down on our heads, and we're ever so grateful that they were able to avoid that.
The names of the troops killed in the accident have not yet been released. Governor Cuomo today ordered flags at all state buildings lowered to half staff in honor of those fallen heroes. Well, what once was lost has now been found 1,000 miles away from Rochester, New York. Two siblings taken by force from their foster care home have been safely recovered in Alabama.
Well, this is the best outcome that we could ask for in this investigation. It is far from over. Every person responsible for this abduction will be sought and apprehended. They will be held accountable for what they did.
The Greece, New York police chief says the 3- and 5-year-old children were found hidden under blankets on the floor of a car. One woman in custody. The children's dad is also a person of interest in this bizarre case. Governor Cuomo warned New York State may be running out of COVID vaccine in just another day or two. He's telling vaccine providers to hold off on scheduling any more appointments.
We don't know what we're going to get next week. And we don't know where we're going to distribute it next week. So don't schedule an appointment.
New York Congressman Tom Reed.
I'm so tired of Governor Cuomo. This is not a supply issue. This is an operational distribution problem.
Reed says 3 out of every 4 vaccine doses delivered to New York's going unused.
Maybe you should focus, Governor Cuomo, on making sure that number is 100% of the doses that New York received being in the arms of people, rather than starting to blame everyone because you want to distract from what is the real problem.
The governor warned today it might be September before the current crop of vaccine-eligible recipients are fully immunized in New York. In Pennsylvania, smokers, the obese, and pregnant women now eligible to receive the vaccine. They join the 65 and up crowd. First responders and those with medical conditions get in line for the shot. Today, Pennsylvania recorded its 20,000th death from this virus. New data on the vaccine distribution rate in PA raising concerns in communities of color. 30 times as many whites are getting the vaccine as blacks in Pennsylvania.
We have enough disparities. We don't need new ones. But the politicians must make sure that the system is providing equal access to us and for us.
Tim Stevens with the Black Political Empowerment Project in Pennsylvania. The legal fight over New York's contested 22nd District Congressional seat has taken yet another turn.
A judge has now ordered the Oneida County Board of Elections to count more than 1,000 disputed ballots. The race between incumbent Democrat Anthony Brindisi and Republican Claudia Tenney has faced several challenges, including the Oneida County Board of Elections' failure to process more than 2,400 registration applications that were submitted through the DMV website before the deadline. The Board of Elections is required to arrange for the secure return of those ballots, which are being held at the Oswego County Courthouse. Right now, Tenney narrowly leads Brindisi by just a few dozen votes. Jeremy Miller, Family Life News.
Thank you, Jeremy. If you have questions about the new Biden administration and its agenda going forward, well, tonight's the night to get those questions answered.
Tonight, exclusively on mytwintears.com, the topic will be President Joe Biden, the next 4 years, and America's future.
Dr. Steve Coleman from Elmira will be hosting the Cybercast from 7 until 9 tonight.
I have the best political experts in the region, in Pennsylvania and New York, all on mytwintears.com. It's going to be, I think, a humdinger, a humdinger of a political forum.
All right, again, that forum tonight, 7 to 9 on mytwintears.com. A pro-life group has just ranked all 50 states when it comes to their record at promoting life. Pennsylvania came in number 23 this year. New York was 45th. Katie Glenn with Americans United for Life says passage of the Reproductive Health Act was a reason why New York ranked so low.
Not only do they support and celebrate abortion, but they rolled back health and safety laws, those protections that have nothing to do with the actual ability to obtain an abortion, but are really about making sure that women are receiving adequate medical care. They rolled those back as part of the Reproductive Health Act.
Arkansas, by the way, ranked number one on the life list this year. Your nightly market report. Next, it is brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks staying close to record levels today. The Dow down 12 points, the NASDAQ gaining 74, and the S&P 500 adding a point. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. This is the 5 o'clock report.
Here's Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute.
A Facebook friend asked us to describe what a biblical business startup looks like. There's no better human source for this than Larry Burkett's Business by the Book. Here's a quick list. Every aspect of the business must reflect Christ. That means absolute honesty in all transactions. The owner is accountable to someone else who also has a biblical worldview, the spouse or another advisor. A biblical business always provides a high-quality product or service at a fair price. It also pays its creditors and suppliers on time. And of course, a godly run business always pays its employees fairly and shows them all equal respect. Do these things and your business will look quite different from others in the world.
And you can learn more about trusting God and becoming a wise money manager when you contact us online, moneywise.org. Write it down, moneywise.org.
Just three words for Sonny Delphiette. Will he play?
Talking about Patrick Mahomes, of course, in concussion protocol. He practiced today, but he's still questionable for Sunday's big AFC championship game against the Buffalo Bills. Philadelphia Eagles going to make Nick Sirianni their next head coach. He, by the way, from the Indianapolis Colts offensive coordinator, will replace Doug Peterson. Sirianni spent the last 3 years in Indianapolis. 39-year-old also worked with the Chiefs and Chargers. The Steelers taking a chance on a former first-round draft pick. Quarterback Dwayne Haskins has agreed to a one-year deal. The 23-year-old released by Washington after that Week 16 loss to Carolina. He has just 12 touchdowns, 14 interceptions in 16 career games since Washington drafted him 15th overall in 2019 out of Ohio State. NBA action tonight. The Knicks are in San Fran to battle the Warriors on the ice. Flyers at the Bruins. Islanders entertain New Jersey. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Delphiette.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. On the weather map, we're tracking two cold fronts, one that'll cross the area this evening, a second that'll cross the area tomorrow morning. It is behind that second front that lies a sufficiently cold air to reignite the lake effect snow machines, but this time targeting areas more southeast rather than east of the lakes. The call for tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with snow flurries, a couple of heavier snow showers, a coating in places, and low temperatures in the 20s. Tomorrow, brisk and cold, variably cloudy with areas of heavy lake snow developing southeast of Lake Sirion, Ontario. Flurries most elsewhere. Temperatures peaking in the low to mid-30s. Several inches could accumulate in localized areas southeast of the lakes by tomorrow night. Saturday, additional lake snow southeast of Lake Sirion, Ontario. Otherwise cold with intervals of sun and flurries, the high in the 20s.
All right, thank you, Kevin. Finally, five, a terrific teacher from Western New York. Aaron Brown is the sixth grade teacher at Pembroke Intermediate School in Corfu. And each week, this guy incorporates Buffalo Bills playoff fever into the classroom curriculum.
Let's go, Buffalo!
Go, Bills!
The curriculum includes everything from Bills-themed artwork to cyber chats with a former player and even coursework centered around this question. What makes a team successful?
You look at the Bills and they're nothing but positivity. You know, they've talked about the process and doing things the right way, bringing people in who are great character people and great teammates. And when you take that and bring that into the school about what we have to do as a school, what we have to be as a classroom, it really is a great lesson.
As they say, teamwork makes the dream work, Sonny. Aaron Brown is taking the success of the Buffalo Bills on the field and turning that into success in the classroom, and this is so cool. His class has raised $160 for former Bills star Lorenzo Alexander's charity. That charity helps connect high-risk kids with adult mentors. You just love to see stuff like that happen.
Okay, what was the cheer again? Here we go, Buffalo. Or
go Bills.
Go Bills.
Bills Mafia.
Thanks to the Weed family of New Hope Mills for underwriting in part the 5 o'clock report.